Welcome to the Traffic Hackers Podcast, the crossroads of lead generation expertise and business growth savvy. Here we explore the expansive landscape of demand generation, guided by your hosts, Brent Stone and Glenn Martin. So get your laptop out and your cell phone ready. It's time to enter the world of the Traffic Hackers.
Hey, welcome to the Traffic Hackers. I'm Brent and Glenn's here with me, and we are excited to talk to y'all today. And I'm excited because Glenn is an expert in a lot of things, and he's going to talk to you about how to be a ninja on LinkedIn today. Glenn, thank you for being here.
You bet. Always good to be back on the Traffic Hackers podcast. And it's fun to talk about LinkedIn because I mean, it's not only made us a lot of money, but it's a really cool platform when you really dig into what it's how it works, how it's used, and all kinds of cool things. So,
what's one of your favorite things? Not which we're going to talk about today, but what's one of your other favorite things about the platform? How many people? Like, you were telling me the other day, like how many people are actually utilizing the platform?
So there is right now close to, if not over, so this has been probably a month or two since I realized this stat, but right at a billion users on LinkedIn.
So a little crazy.
A little bit after, it's insane. Here's the cool part. So this is the great part. If you want to learn how to master LinkedIn, this is why. The average user's yearly income is $75,000 or above. If you go on TikTok or Instagram or something like that, the average user is not earning over $75,000 above, I can guarantee you. So that's a cool tip that you should think about on why you should get consistent on LinkedIn if you're a business owner.
So you're welcome. Yeah. No, that's really valuable. I mean, there's a lot of things to consider there because as much as, you know, maybe not TikTok anymore. There's other socials popping up all the time that will promote you and, you know, all these things. If they're new and they want to, you know, pump up your endorphins by, you know, getting you likes and views and all this other stuff, which is great, right? For, you know, exposure, but you got to be in front of the right people. And there's something to be said for being in front of people that are basically making enough money to support your business and buy from you and, you know, take advantage of your services. But you're telling me something else that was really exciting that I can't wait to talk about today. And that's going to be one of the really vital things that I think people could probably be doing. Before we talk about it, do they need a Sales Navigator account in order to do this, Len?
So what we're going to talk about does not require a Sales Navigator.
That's exciting.
Or subscription. Technically, it doesn't require premium, so you can do this on your free version of LinkedIn. Now, there is certain features that are limited, but there is ways to do this from a free profile, which is really, really cool.
But we're not going to share this today.
I'm just kidding. No, what we're going to share, but this is going to be really valuable because every single person can use this for just signing up for LinkedIn for a free account. It's crazy.
That's awesome. All right. Why don't we let the cat out of the bag? Tell them the secret. Tell them what we're going to talk about.
So it's something you're already familiar with and you already heard, and it's something called an in-mail. And it is crazy. The average in-mail acceptance rate is 107% higher than the email open rate. It's really high. So just that one statistic alone is pretty cool. And so you're like, well, I understand in-mails are a Sales Navigator feature. And you would be correct. You would be 100% correct. That is a Sales Navigator feature. But there's also an aspect of in-mails that you can use inside of the free version of LinkedIn. And that's what I want to talk about. So I would say grab your notebook because this is going to be really, really valuable. When you are trying to reach out to someone, in regards to your services or your industry, and you want to have a conversation, and for whatever reason, that person just won't accept your connection request. Well, I've got good news for you. If you go into their profile and you see that they have services listed on their profile, so they offer a certain amount of services, whether it's coaching, they offer consulting services, they offer, I mean, there's probably a million plus different services that you could have on a profile. But if they have that feature turned on their profile, what that means is you can actually message them for free utilizing InMail without being connected. Now, knowing how to do that might take a little bit of creativity for you. Feel free to reach out to us and we can show you, you know, how to do that. But basically, just click on message on their profile, and then it should pop up an InMail that you can then type. Right. And what that's going to allow you to do is then get in front of that individual to pitch them your services or what you're, you know, doing, et cetera. Quick story of why this is so effective. I had a buddy of mine and he's like, yeah, we're trying to hire for this position. And I was like, let me see what I can do. I'd be happy to, you know, put some feelers out there for you. And I sent several emails to people in and around his area, people that I didn't know. Told him a little bit about the position and what he was offering and said, hey, I can make an introduction to the CEO of the company if you're open-minded. And I booked him several interviews from just those simple emails that I sent out to people that I wasn't connected with. And he even had one of the people come into his office and interview.
And you're not even a headhunter. You're not even like a recruiting... Like you know these people that do businesses where they headhunt and they like recruit people, and you're not even like you're not. I mean, you can do that, and you have. I'm not trying to say you can't do that, but you're just like, hey, look, let me show you how powerful this tool is. Basically, is what you told your friend.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't care how I was doing it. He's just like, wow, that's awesome. You know. And here's the thing: I'm a really good copywriter, but that's a different topic for a different time. So. Knowing what to say is obviously important, but if you believe that you can help this person or you know why you're trying to connect with them more than just, hey, I hope you're doing well, would love to have a conversation, that's not going to do it. If you believe, man, I need to talk to this person. It's like the gentleman that became partners with Apple and he got that conversation. He's in this big company. He was working for, now I'm going to jack the story up. But basically the conversation was something like, when you get tired of selling sugar water over there at Pepsi or at Coke or whoever you're working for, he's like, if you want to actually come change the world, come talk to me. And that was a really good conversation. It was a quick voicemail, boom. He brought him in. So if you believe you have something that powerful, start leveraging a certain amount of emails in your approach, specifically if people are not accepting your connection request. And you're going to see a high acceptance rate, again, if you're personalized, if you're offering value and you can actually do something. And we can talk more specifically about copywriting. And if you want to know what to say, when to say it, you know, just book a call with us because we can help you figure some of those things out. And I'd be happy to show you some free stuff and give you some free value because you know what? We need entrepreneurs like you out there changing the world and talking to people. So, Go use that InMail method because that is going to change your lead generation in your business forever. Now, don't be crazy with this and don't go and do stupid stuff. Use it effectively and you're going to get amazing results.
And if you do stupid stuff with it, LinkedIn's going to probably call the LinkedIn police on you and shut your account down. No, I can't. I'm just kidding. But maybe. I guess that's always a possibility.
And then you're going to log into LinkedIn one beautiful morning and it's going to say, your account access has been restricted and you're going to be really unhappy. So stay in bounds, but that is a feature that you're able to utilize. It's there for you. Just use it effectively. And it's one of the best things I think that they've done. Doesn't work for nearly everybody, but for open profiles, it's a beautiful thing.
Man, that's so awesome. Is there anything else as we close out this episode, this quick tip of an episode that you want to share with people?
I'll give you one quick tip. So if you want to open up more features, view more accounts, see who's viewed your profile and all these fun things, upgrade to premium. It's like $35 a month. It's the most inexpensive thing that you can probably do. And it opens up a plethora of options on what you can see. So if you've got content going out and you see people are viewing your profile, you can't always see who they are. It says this person at this company viewed your profile. And you're like, oh, man, how can I not see this? Upgrade to premium. Now you can see it. And maybe you can even try your fancy little new email thing out on them if they're not connected. So
That's so good. That's so good. That right there. I mean, everything else is great, but that right there, I think that's so key. Like if someone were to just invest the $360 a year and then see who viewed their profile and then in-mail those people. I mean, come on. You know, like, come on.
I mean, that's awesome. Y'all are hitting up Starbucks like every day. So, I don't do Saturdays and Sundays. Okay, cool. So, five times a week, $25 a week. Take that times four. Guess what? You're at $625.
Yes, that's like half your Starbucks habit. So, just cut out Starbucks, you know, half of what you do right now, and then you can affect premium. You can afford premium LinkedIn.
$100 a month, man. You're spending at Starbucks drinking those sugar lattes, and now you could do something cool with it and actually invest in your business. So.
and just postpone diabetes, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, seriously. No, hey, thank you so much. This is awesome. And I hope everybody has gotten something of value from this and look forward to talking to y'all next time on the Traffic Hackers. See y'all later.